Amen. What's the name?
22. Oh,
what?
21. And if thou shalt say in thy heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken?
Amen.
22. When a prophet speaketh in the name of the
Amen.
Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass,
Amen.
That is the thing which the Lord has not spoken.
Right.
But the prophet has spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him.
Amen. Is that the end of it?
Yes.
All right. Now, but God, Moses, you know Moses. You know Moses. All you know Moses. Y'all lie too. Amen. He said, whatever Moses said, that he raised up a prophet like unto Moses among the brethren, and they, that prophet, would speak the words that was commanded him, and then, thank God, amen, and then, if you didn't hear him, then God would require you to hear him, amen. God would require you to hear him, you flaky people, amen. You act like you believe God, you don't even know what Jesus said, amen. 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 You don't believe it. You don't want to believe it. Amen. You're a bunch of hypocrites. Amen. This sanctuary and the fellowship hall used to be full of you hypocrites. You hypocrites. You didn't believe anything that Jesus said. You didn't believe anything that Jesus said, but you put on your acts. Amen. Oh, you were so righteous. Amen. Lovely. Oh, what a bunch of bull nonsense. Amen. Nonsense. Bull. Amen. Amen. You didn't believe anything that not anything. Amen. That Jesus said in his word. You believe in him. Amen. Amen. You believe in him. You hypocrites, how wicked you are. Amen. Amen. Well, let me tell you what that Moses said that Jesus would speak to you and to me.
Amen.
Oh, yes. That Jesus would speak to me. Katie, I think you probably have some words that in the book of Acts, you'd like to read, or would you?
I can read them.
What are they?
Acts 3, 19.
Amen.
I'll start in 19.
Read what?
I said Acts 3, I'll begin in 19.
Thank you.
Amen.
Repent you therefore, be converted, that your sins be blotted out, and the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the time of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me, him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which shall not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people.
Of what? Every soul that won't hear Jesus will be destroyed among the people? Is that what that says, Kathy?
Yes.
Oh, really? That's sad, isn't it? Yeah. Move on.
Amen.
Is that the end of it?
Yeah.
Did Stephen say anything?
And it says, yea, in all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days.
Moses. Stephen said that.
This is Peter.
Oh, Peter said that.
Right.
Okay. Are we through?
Right.
Amen. Don't you think it might be time that you humbled yourself and find out what Jesus said?
Amen.
Now, Jesus, what he said, don't you think it might be time if you humbled yourself and see what Jesus said?
Amen.
And not say you believe when you don't.
Amen.
Don't say you believe when you don't believe at all.
Amen.
Is that scary? You know where you go? You're going to hell if you don't believe.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank God. We don't want to hear you preaching. Well, I tell you what. I don't get paid by the words I speak, but I get paid by obeying the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and speak the words that he speaks through me.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, and should we go to Amen? Matthew 28. Can we go there?
Amen. Amen.
And Jesus appeared to the 11 and upbraided them after the resurrection. Hardened their heart, now believe.
Amen.
And verse what? 18, what did he say?
18, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
All power, all authority given to Jesus in heaven and in earth. All authority, all power given unto him in heaven and in earth. You believe that?
Amen.
To Jesus.
Amen.
He gave it to himself. He would.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. Where are we?
19. Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Make Christians of all nations. Teach you them. All right? Baptize them. Name the Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I know where I'm at. What's the next verse? 20?
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
Amen. Teaching, these are the words of Jesus. Teaching them, you know, the 11. Teach them. Tell them to teach all people.
Amen.
All. Teach them.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Teaching them.
Amen.
To what? Observe. That was it?
Yes. To observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you.
Teaching them all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Right?
Amen.
Then what else?
Amen.
And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
That's it, huh?
Right.
Let's go back to Matthew chapter 10.
Amen.
Understand, Jesus told the 11, teach them all that they He had commanded them, right?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. All right. What did he tell them there in Matthew 10 when he called the 12 together?
Amen.
And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Verse 5.
These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter you not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold, nor silver, nor brass in your purses, nor a scrip for your journey, Amen. Neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat.
Didn't say, beg for money, did he?
No.
No. All right, let's go. Mark 16. Amen. Mark 16. Amen. God bless you, wicked unbeliever. Amen. You wicked unbeliever. Mark 16. What is it? What verse?
Mark 16:12. After that he appeared unto another form, unto two of them, as they walked and went in the country. Amen. They went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. Afterwards he appeared unto the 11, as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go you into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Amen. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink Amen. Any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Dude, you believe the gospel? You preach the gospel? Oh, yeah. And if you do, do you cast out devils? Do you speak in new tongues? You lay hands on the sick, they recover. Amen. You don't believe the gospel. You're a liar. That's what you are. Amen. You are a liar. America is full of liars. Amen. Full of liars. Amen. 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 You don't believe what Jesus said? You're a liar. Amen. You don't believe the words of Jesus? You're a liar. Amen. 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 You don't believe the words of Jesus? You don't believe the words of Moses? You're a liar. America's a liar. America's full of liars. Amen. Amen. I believe. I approve of it. Amen. I approve of it. Amen. Amen. If you believe the death, burial, and resurrection, these signs follow. In Jesus' name, cast out devils. In Jesus' name, begin their time. In Jesus' name, take up service. In Jesus' name, if you drink any deadly thing, won't hurt you. In Jesus' name, hands on the sick, they shall recover. Amen. You don't believe that. You don't believe the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Amen. You don't believe that at all. Amen. So, what do you say? We worship God. See if we can do that.